Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much. A little dry today. How many of you were told that you were special by your parents? Put your hands up. Come on, admit it. Okay? Yeah, we all were told that, weren't we? And then we got out in the real world and we found out, not so much. How many of your parents would have said about your friends that they're special too? Would they have said that, the same thing? Some of you might have, yeah. But you know, when you're family, you're the best. And I'm not sure how you get through that when you have multiple kids or grandkids. It's kind of like Tommy and Dick Smothers when they used to argue and Tommy would say, you know, Mom always loved you best. But there's this idea of specialness that we have. And we sometimes will go on in life thinking that, yes, indeed, we are special, and that we might even acquire a certain gift or talent that we're able to use and give to the God's glory, or to just simply help us excel in life, you know, whether that might be in the line of sports or something at work that you're especially good at, or a hobby. And those things, you know, lift us up and we become noted for that. And it's like, you know, who could we have come up and we could speak and do a special thing for church on some particular Sunday? And you'll note that there are certain individuals that sometimes get asked a lot because they're known for being able to present themselves in such a way. Doesn't mean that anybody's less special, but just means that they have a gift to be able to stand up before people and they can speak. In our gospel reading for today, we have two individuals. And to be honest with you, as I look at this story, and the first thing that all of you are going to key in and say, oh, this is the Pharisees, the bad dude, and so forth. They're the ones that challenged Jesus. We got to give the Pharisees credit because they knew their stuff. They were very faithful. They were devoted individuals. I would like to have people like the Pharisees in church, because they knew their scriptures, they knew what it was that was expected of them, they were very faithful in attendance, they participated in all ways in the life of the church that they knew, they tithed, they did everything. I mean, they got involved. It would be like somebody being involved in every single activity in the life of this congregation and doing it with everything they've got. And then you got the other guy. The other person. The ones that I would prefer to keep at arm's length because they're a little different. They're people that I wouldn't associate with because they're really kind of the bad bunch. They're the ones that probably never were told by their parents that they were special. This gentleman that we have in the gospel reading for today, the tax collector, was someone that was not appreciated by anybody. He was a pariah. He was somebody that lived to himself. Because what he would do is that the Jews saw it as a betrayal. If it was a Jewish individual collecting taxes for the Roman government, that was a huge betrayal on the part of the people. But on top of that, not only would they collect taxes, but they would take so much off the top for themselves. As long as Caesar got his money, he didn't care what else the person took. So they could take quite a bit of money from you. That didn't go to the government, it went to them. And they made lots of money that way, and they put a lot of people in very tough times to have very little. They wouldn't be liked, would they? You wouldn't like them. I know I wouldn't. And so in our gospel reading for today, we have two individuals who come and they pray in church. One who knows his stuff, and the other one who really feels that he doesn't belong here. The first one would be like me. Ha ha, right. Just using as an example, I'm not saying I'm as devoted as a Pharisee is, but let's just say here I am, I'm praying to God and I'm looking up and I'm giving thanks because God has made me the person that I am, the pastor that I am, and the wonderful congregation that I have, and I pray and thank him for all the things that I have received and been given in life. I'm a wonderful pastor, and I'm a wonderful husband, It's a good thing Judy's not here. I'm a wonderful grandfather and blah, 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 blah. And I can only imagine that God kind of gets tired of that. And then I say, I'm just glad I'm not like those people over there. And then you have the other person who doesn't even look up. His head is bowed. He's very humbled. And he says he knows that he's not deserving. And he asks God for forgiveness. Now, Jesus, in his gift for helping us to understand life, says to us that it was the tax man, the man that you and I wouldn't associate with, that walked away justified as opposed to the Pharisee. Why is that? I mean, the guy is a good guy, Pharisee. He does everything right. Well, the mistake that he made is that he does not recognize his own sinfulness. One of the things about us is that indeed, you know, as parents may have claimed each of us are special, guess what? God says that of you too. And that makes us all the same in God's eyes. God also recognizes the fact that even in our specialness, we are flawed. That's the part that we sometimes forget, or we try to set aside. Who wants to think about our sinfulness? It's not something that we have at the top of our mind, but I will tell you that many of you, when you walk into this place, have lots of things on your shoulders, lots of hurts and pains, things that not necessarily that you've done, but things that have happened to you. And we come into this place, and why we come is we come to God to ask that some of these things be lifted from us, that all of these things be taken from us, and that we ask for forgiveness. None of us are deserving of that gift. And yet here today, as we celebrated with Celia, God, you know, this is just a little child. She's only beginning her life, and here she is being received by God, and she certainly has a personality. But there are a lot of things we still don't know about her, and we wait and see, and that's the adventure of being parents and the challenge. Celia will continue to certainly be herself, and if she's hungry, she's going to let you know. And if she's uncomfortable, she's going to let you know. And if she's happy, you get that funny little belly laugh that they do that first time that really catches you all off, and you just start to giggle with them because it's such a wonderful sound. But God has scooped up this child and made Celia his own, just as he has done for you and I. That's what makes this moment so special. It's not just Celia's moment, it's all of us. It's all of us as we remember our own baptism and the way, and the fact is that most of us don't, because our parents did the same thing and brought us when we were too young to remember. And we might have that little certificate that says we are a child of God, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But because of that gift, God has made us special. God has given us the opportunity to turn to him again and again and again, asking for forgiveness. Some of you have noted that there was no brief order of confession at the beginning of the service the last couple of weeks. And some have said, well, what is it that we don't need to be forgiven? And, well, no, that's not the case. Actually, the service is meant to be something, it's an entirely different entity than the rest of the service. It's a service of itself. And just because we don't have it doesn't mean that we don't need forgiveness. We recognize that those words of forgiveness are all through the service. When we sing our hymns, when we hear the word of God, when we come to the sacrament of his table, there is always that message that Jesus Christ died for us and that he offers us to come forward and to receive this gift of forgiveness. And so once again, we are here, and we have that forgiveness bestowed upon us. So I hope and pray that when you leave this day, that you find your burdens lifted, and that you recognize indeed God has made you a child, just as he has made Celia a child of his own, and that he welcomes you into his kingdom. Certainly words to give praise and thanks to God for such a precious gift. Amen.